John chapter 10, we'll begin reading in verse 1. I sure pray I can get this out the way I feel it in my heart tonight. You just pray for me. John chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As a father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. You better be thankful this verse is in here, by the way. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. I'll stop there. Well, that's rich reading, isn't it? Praise the Lord. 2018, I believe it was, I preached a series of messages on the I Ams of Christ. And John chapter 10, it shows us two different I Ams of Christ. One of them was I am the door, and I am the good shepherd. Now, I separated those in past sermons, but really they actually go together in this same sermon, actually in this same story and same parable. And I want to preface this sermon tonight. This is not my original idea. A few weeks ago, I tried to get to the live streams of some of the local churches, and I always go to where I was raised out of Beach Fork, and a young man was preaching out there. He's now the pastor of Harvest Chapel over in Sodaville. Good friend of Mason up here. I'm going to embarrass him right now, but just as an aside, Mason Campbell, for those of you that don't know Mason, he is Danny Campbell's nephew. We've been praying for his dad, Mark Campbell. Mark's been going through cancer and still needs the Lord in his life. Mark will even tell you that, but you pray for Mark. God's using Mason. Mason's a young preacher, and he's decided to make Rubyville his home church, and I'm thankful for that, but he's been here faithful. He's preaching this morning while he wasn't here. But anyway, I love you, buddy. You mean a lot to me. But Mason and Casey, Casey's a good young man, a good young preacher. He's taking over pastor at Harvest Chapel. And a few weeks ago, he preached a message about Ziklag, about David at Ziklag. And at the end of the message, he brought out this sign. And this sign is actually, I posted it, a few of them, after church this morning. And wouldn't you know, we got a seasonal hurricane this afternoon. And my intent, I didn't put up duct tape because I didn't want to ruin anything, so I put up painter's tape. Well, painter's tape don't hold very well on brick. So anyway, I lost about four signs by the time I got here tonight. But I tried to post them about every entryway. Maybe some of you noticed them, some of you didn't. I hope it didn't keep anybody from coming tonight if they heard. Because I didn't want to say anything. I just wanted you to see it, especially who signed this posted sign. It's signed the Good Shepherd. And so Casey brought that out, and it just it stirred my heart. And he actually, it wasn't his original thought as well. He actually took it from a preacher friend of ours down in Glasgow, Kentucky, by the name of John Shamlin. Pastors a church down in Glasgow, Kentucky. I did not listen to John's message on purpose because I wanted my own do my own research and have my own thought on purpose. So I had this as a theme for tonight's message, and we'll be referring to it here in just a little bit. But before we get into that, I've got to give you a background of why I'm using this illustration and what Jesus is talking about here. If we're going to talk about Jesus being the door and him being the good shepherd, we've got to talk about the sheepfold and what the sheepfold is. If you bear with me just for, how many of you will bear with me just for a few moments? That way I can describe to you and see a beautiful picture of Jesus being our good shepherd. And he is the good shepherd, folks. We know that there are actually two different types of sheepfolds. There's a public sheepfold and a private sheepfold. A public sheepfold was in the middle of towns and villages. And basically what it was a place that was built with stone, sometimes with different boulders, sometimes it was a stone wall, and at times on top of that stone wall, they would put thorns, they would put brush, and basically what they would do is they would have a porter that would be in the middle or at the entrance of that sheepfold. It was basically a boundary, so to speak, and at the end of the day, sheep would basically graze all day long. They would roam from pasture to pasture, and at the end of the day, the shepherd would bring them into town, and they would put all of these sheep into one sheepfold. And so what the porter would do is, the porter would stand at the doors, what he's referring to in verse 3, and he would take care of the sheep. Basically, he would be at the entrance to make sure that no sheep went in, no sheep went out, rather, and that nothing would come in to harm the animals. And he would keep at the door of the sheep. Sometimes there would be a gate there. Sometimes there would actually be a door, but the porter would be there to take care of the sheep. And that's what Jesus was referring to here. He said at night, whenever the sheep needed rest, whenever they needed to come in and to be protected, he would allow them to go into this spiritual sheepfold, and the porter, the blessed Holy Spirit, would keep the sheep. Now you say, well, Brian, if there's a bunch of sheep going into a sheepfold, how in the world does each shepherd know which sheep is theirs? Well, you know that the Bible says that the sheep knoweth the voice of the shepherd. So there could be two or three flocks into this one public sheepfold. And so what they would do the next morning, now hang on to this, and if you know this, the next morning when the shepherd would wake up in the morning, he would go to the sheepfold and he would have a specific call, he would have a specific noise, and he would make that noise, whether it be a whistle, whether it be a call or a shout, whatever it would be, and the sheep that belonged to that shepherd would know the voice of the shepherd, and they would separate from the other sheep, and they would follow the shepherd out throughout the day to pasture and to eat and to drink water. Aren't you thankful that we know the voice of God? And if you're a part of his sheepfold, hallelujah, you know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. That was a public sheepfold. But a private sheepfold would be one where basically the shepherd was out with his flock by himself. And at the end of the night, he would have to make a sheepfold. He would have to make a place where the sheep could go in and feel protected. Sometimes he would take rocks and make a boundary, and he would build up, and these were built all over the pasture fields. And he would take sometimes brush, or sometimes I've even seen pictures, as I was researching the past few days and past couple of weeks, I would see pictures of how they would find a boulder, a rock rather, that had a cut out on the end of it. And the rock would serve as protection up top, but he would put stones out in front. And then what he would do, they didn't have a gate, they didn't have a door. What the shepherd would do is he would lay at the entrance of that sheepfold, and he became the door of that that sheepfold. And here was the lesson. And here was the story Jesus was trying to paint. And here's the story I'm trying to get across to you tonight. Thank God when the sheep were in the sheepfold at night, they didn't have to worry about anything getting to them. They didn't have to worry about getting out, because this good shepherd was the door of the sheepfold. Hallelujah. He was protecting them and he was watching out for them. They could lay their head down at night knowing that, thank God, the presence of the shepherd was going to be there and nothing could harm them. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful I've got a spiritual sheepfold tonight. Hallelujah. That I can lay down my head at night and I can have peace in knowing that, bless God, my good shepherd watches out for me and protects me. Thank God he knows when I'm getting close to the entrance and finding my way out. But thank God he also blocks those that would come and try to come and take me away. Aren't you glad we've got a good shepherd that watches out for us? So what the good shepherd does spiritually is he posts this sign outside the door of the sheepfold. And he says, post it, private property. No hunting, fishing, trapping, or trespassing for any purpose is strictly forbidden. Violators will be prosecuted. Sign, the good shepherd. Now, you say, well, Brian, this ain't blessing me as much as it bless you. Well, hold on, we ain't got to the good part yet. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of everything going on around us. The junk of this world, the confusion, the division, I just hate all of it. I hate the fact that people have to go through what they're going through. I hate that one person going through COVID makes it fine, but I hate it that we have others that die and others that are struggling. I don't understand it. No one understands it. And if anybody in this nation tells you they have a beat on it, they have their thumb on the pulse of it, they don't have a clue. You don't have a clue. No one has a clue. The only one that has a clue is God the Father, and he's in control of it all. But I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. I don't have to put my trust in a vaccine. I don't have to put my trust in a doctor, even though they're great, even though physicians are wonderful. I don't put my trust in them. I don't put my trust in the government. Thank God I put my trust in the good shepherd. And hallelujah, he's put a sign on my life. And he says, hallelujah, I'm protecting you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I've just had it. I've had it. You have too. I don't watch the news anymore. I don't care what station. I don't watch it. I'm tired of it. I read the Bible. The Bible's all I need to know right now. The Bible tells me Jesus is coming back. And I know it's already lining up with the news. I don't have to watch the news to know the Bible is already lining up with it. I'll just read that. That's a good source, as any. Why? Because I know it is truth. Hallelujah. That's where I get my news. That's where I get my promises. That's where I get my help. But you've had it and I've had it. I know you're weary. I know, and I'm telling you, I just appreciate the fact of how many people are just continuing to come. And I know we say it almost weekly. I hope you don't get tired of me and Kyle Ray saying, but I know there are people that can't make it. And I'm telling you, they call us on a weekly basis, crying their eyes out, wanting to be here so bad. Whether they can't make it physically because they're high risk, or because some of them are in quarantine. Some of you have had to be in quarantine, then it's awful when you can't get here and you desperately want to be here. I talked to a young man today and he said, I've got to stay in quarantine. I won't be able to come for a couple of weeks. And he says, it bothers me because I can't be there. And I said, and he said, you know what? I'm glad it bothers me that I can't be there, even though I got a legitimate reason and I can't make it. It bothers me that I can't be there. And he said, I'm so thankful that we have a church that we can come to, that we can watch on the live stream. And thank you, all those that work so hard to make sure all those things go out. Listen, so last Wednesday night, we've had over almost 20,000 people view that one service from Wednesday night. I'm telling you, you have no idea the people you're reaching here, folks at Ruby feel. That's how good God has been through us through all of this. But I know you're weary. I know you're going through some hard times. I know you're sick and tired of it all. But I want to give you some good news. Thank God God's provided a place where he posts the sign and says you can come for a couple hours and not have to worry. Just gather into my sheepfold. Hallelujah. And I'll be at the door. I won't let Satan come in. I won't let the enemy come in. And I won't let you get out without getting a blessing from God. Hallelujah. Man, I got to move on. I ain't even got to the points yet. Hallelujah. We have a place. We have a place that we can go. And God puts up the sign. It says posted. Posted. Private property. Guess what? There's only one person that is allowed to put up a posted sign on a piece of property. Whether you realize it or not, we've got one on this church. I know I put them outside the doors, but we've got one spiritually. And if you're a sheep, if you're part of the sheepfold, you've got one spiritually on your heart, whether you realize it or not. But there's only one person that is allowed to put up a private property sign posted. Guess what? Guess who it is? It's the owner of the property. Glory to God. The owner of the property is the only one legally allowed to post a sign letting people know this is my property. You can get all around it. You can do anything you want around it. But when you step inside the posted sign, hey, that's my property and you can't touch it. Aren't you glad we've got a good shepherd? Bless God. Somebody shout tonight. Bless God, we've got a good shepherd that protects us from the enemies around us. Glory to God. And whether you can't figure it out or not, God's the owner. He is. Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Also, not only does he own the world, but he owns everything in the world. Psalm 50 verse 10 says, every beast of the forest is mine and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. That means not only does he own this whole world and universe and everything he created, but hallelujah, he owns everything inside it. That means he created you. That means you're his property. You're his sheep. And thank God he's the good shepherd. Glory to God. Not only do we see the authority, but you know, I want you to notice, I'm trying to hurry, I got to, just bear with me, I don't normally preach long-winded, but I may tonight, you never know. The authority, but I want you to notice the application. There's actually three main areas of focus that when you post this sign, there are three things that intruders or trespassers know when you post this sign. Now, Jesus referred to these intruders by two different names. He referred to them as a thief and a robber. Now, most people say, well, that's the same thing. It's actually not. In the Greek, the word thief is where we get the word kleptomania. It means someone that their life's work is to be a thief. Is there anything worse than a thief? I don't know. I can't think of hardly anything. A thief. A thief plans, they strategize. They make sure that they're in and out without you even knowing. That's what a thief does. But a robber, the Greek word for that means plunderer. Someone that will come in at daytime and just ransack the place. I don't know if your house has ever been robbed. My house has been robbed. My house has been not ransacked, totally just a couple of rooms. And there's no worse feeling. Couldn't sleep for a few days knowing that someone was rummaging through your stuff. It's a terrible feeling. And Jesus referred to these intruders, these trespassers, as a thief and the robber. And of course, he told us who that thief and robber was, right? He said it was Satan. Called Satan coming to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, that's the one I'm trying to protect the sheep from. And when he posts this sign, there's three areas that I want to focus on very quickly to let you know that when this sign is posted, intruders have to beware for this reason. Number one, when you post this sign, that means, number one, you cannot enter. Now I know, well, duh. but you don't understand. Now think about this spiritually. Jesus has posted this sign over his sheep. That means Satan has no right or privilege to enter. In fact, the only way that someone, when this sign is posted, I know we've had some property owners here in this church that have had to post these signs because people have just ransacked their property and they've had to post these. The only way that you can hunt or fish or do these things on there is to get what? Written permission from the owner. And do you realize tonight that Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, the only way that anybody can get to you or even get close to you, they have to ask his permission first. And of course, he's talking about Satan here, and he's talking about the one that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But have you ever noticed when Satan cannot enter into a child of God's life unless God gives him permission? And sometimes we give the devil way too much credit, and we kind of talk him up as being the supreme being. He is not, folks. Do you understand? Satan is nobody. He has power, but he doesn't have all power. Let me tell you some things that you may not realize. Satan is not the opposite of God. He is anti-God, but he's not the opposite of God. He does not have unlimited power. He cannot be everywhere at once. He doesn't have the power that God has. He's not omnipotent. He's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent. Only God the Father and God Almighty is Satan. It's not the opposite of God. He cannot tempt you without permission. Scripture to back that up is Matthew 4:1 and Job 1:12. He cannot physically touch you without permission. We get that from Job 2:2-6. He cannot take somebody's life without permission. The Bible strongly teaches us that the power of life is in the hands of God. Do you realize he cannot even touch you? Not, I'm not just talking about physically, but he cannot even touch you. And listen, let me give you scripture. 1 John 5:18 says, we know that whosoever is born of God, born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Satan cannot touch you. God's posted the sign. He cannot touch you. Satan also cannot even mention a believer's name without permission. He cannot, listen now, he cannot force you to do anything you do not want to do. A lot of people don't believe this, but it's the truth. He cannot read your thoughts. Psalm 94:11 tells us that only God knows the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Listen, Satan has power, but he doesn't have all power. My Uncle Gary says it this way, the only power Satan has is what we allow him to have over our lives. And the only power Satan has is what God gives him permission. Remember, you cannot enter this private property unless you have written permission from the owner of the property. And folks, that should give us consolation tonight. Anything that happens to us, anything that we go through in this life, it has to come through the desk of God. He has to sign off on. He has to Satan has to get permission to attack us. That means God is in control of every situation that we are in. Our good shepherd knows. This sign means you cannot enter. Secondly, it also means not only you cannot enter, but you cannot remain. That means if someone's on the inside of your property and you have these signs posted, that means they can't stay around. They've got to get out. Or violators will be prosecuted. Now, the fines vary from what you're allowed to fine people in a court of law, but I'm not even talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually, folks. If Satan's roaming around in your stuff, tell him to get out. He can't remain. If the sign is posted, God's posted the sign over your life. Hallelujah. He cannot remain. Sheep are timid animals. And if a thief or a robber would climb over like Jesus was referring to, or a wolf would break in and try to steal or kill a sheep, what they would do is they would back up because they're timid. They're scared. They don't want to fight. They don't have any defensive mechanism. But thank God, as a child of God, even though we are his sheep, we have a defensive mechanism. And if Satan's roaming around in your territory, all you got to do is what James chapter 5 tells us: resist the devil and he will flee in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You've got more power in your mouth than Satan has in his whole body. Do you understand that? I think we want to act so meek and so timid when it comes to facing things. Folks, we don't have to back down one bit. If we are his sheep and he is our shepherd, thank God we can resist the devil. We've got power of the enemy. So take control over it. Hallelujah. Not only can you not enter and you can't remain, and finally, you can't participate in any activity on the property. You say, well, what kind of activity are you talking about? Well, the activities mentioned on the posted sign. What's it say? Posted private property. Hunting, fishing, trapping, or trespassing for any purpose is strictly prohibited. Violators will be prosecuted. Now you say, well, Brian, that's just a sign. What does that have to do with us spiritually? Well, this is exactly how Satan comes at us. First of all, he tries to hunt us, that he tries to get us from a distance. Because usually when you hunt animals, you're doing it from a distance. If you hunt deer, you try to get at least so many yards away, that way you won't spook them. If you're trying to hunt with a gun, you're a little bit farther away. But you're trying not to spook the animal. You want to kill from a distance. And folks, sometimes I don't worry about the ones that are close up. I worry about the ones in the distance trying to attack us and try to get in us. Listen, folks, we got to beware. Around every corner, the enemy is walking about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And there are people that can't stand us. Not that we go to Rubyville, but it's because we're his sheep. And the dividing line right now is not Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. That's not the dividing line. The dividing line is good and evil. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. It's good and evil. There's a war going on, folks, and it's good and evil. And we need to beware. The shots are going to come. And they may not come from inside these four walls. They may come from the outside. You best better beware tonight, folks. Satan's going to hunt us down and try to hunt us down. But I've got good news. God's posted a sign. There's no hunting allowed. Bless God. God's going to protect us. What else is it? Hunting, fishing. This is something I know. I'm not a hunter. I'm a fisherman. Fisherman's up close. What you do with fish, you try to lure them out of their home. You try to lure them out with lures and tackle. And you try to put it in front of them. That way they'll come out and grab it. Hunting's from a distance. And Satan will try to get us from a distance. But you better watch out, folks. Better watch out who you bring into your circle. They may be the one trying to lure you out. If you're in his sheepfold, you're protected. But I'm telling you, young person, you better listen to me and listen well. Watch who you let into your circle. Watch who you follow on TikTok. Watch who you follow on Snapchat. Watch who you follow. I don't even think most of them use Facebook anymore. But watch who you follow on Twitter and social media accounts. Watch who you follow and watch who you let follow you. There are trespassers out there. There are pedophiles out there. And there are people who want to take you away. And they'll set the trap. They'll set the bait and try to lure you out. Parents, I hope I'm okay. And parents, it'd do you some good to watch their phones too. And just grab them when they're not expecting to see what they're doing. Kids, you better beware. They know I can take it any time. I pay for it so I can take it. Amen. So, come on, parents, back me up. Come on now. Amen. I'm telling you, there's so many subtle things out there. And you parents don't have any idea sometimes what goes on behind closed doors. But I'm telling you, Satan is setting a trap. And he's trying to lure our young people away. And he'll do it if he ain't successful. If he wants to, he'll be successful if we let him do it. But thank God there's a sign up. It'd be do good to hang one of these on your house and let Satan know you can't come in here. You can't come in here. You can't try to lure out our kids because our house is covered in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Not only from a distance and fishing, trying to lure them out, but trapping. Not only in the traps that Satan sets. Satan will use anything he can to try to trap us. Trespassing. People that aren't allowed in your home, in your area. Just coming through, taking whatever they want, stealing it away, plundering. Folks, we have to watch out. And I realize this is elementary to most people. But just a reminder to let you know, yeah, there's evil out there. But as long as we're in the sheepfold, that's what I'm trying to tell you, stay in the sheepfold. Stay in the sheepfold. Stay with the good shepherd. There'll be others out there that'll try to be a hireling. Read what Jesus said. When the wolf come, they run away for fear of their own life. But the shepherd sticks around fighting off the enemy. Thank God I've got a good shepherd that not only posts a sign to let the enemy know you can't come in here or you got to get out, but thank God I got a good shepherd that'll stay with me and fight for me. That's a good lesson to us all. Don't fight your own battles. Sheep don't have defensive mechanisms, like I said. They aren't good at fighting back. But what they are good is letting the shepherd take care of them. It'll do us all good these next few weeks. Don't fight your own battles. Let the shepherd do it. Let the shepherd do it. And I guarantee he'll win the battle every time. Thank God. Aren't you glad we've got a sheepfold? Aren't you glad we've got a place that we can go to be protected? And bless God, as the Yates family are coming to sing a song of invitation, there's an eternal sheepfold that one day the trump of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and God's going to come back with a shout, and all of his sheep are going to be gathered into that great celestial sheepfold to be protected forever and ever. And this is the greatest part about it. There's a posted sign there too. Guess what? The enemy, nowhere around. The enemy can't come in. We're free from all disease, death, depression, turmoil, troubles and trials. And most of all, we're free from Satan. Aren't you glad for that day? That day's coming, folks. And if you're not ready, you need to get ready. Jesus is coming.